A word for you from Romans chapter 6 verse 21. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. It's somewhat surprising that the end of this glorious chapter of Romans 6, where Paul has been expressing the heart of the matter of the new covenant of grace, where Jesus Christ has taken us into himself on the cross. We have been crucified to sin with him, buried with him, resurrected with him, where now he goes into a different track, it seems, and he reminds the believers that despite all that, we should remember and remind ourselves that the benefit of the things of which we are now ashamed, in other words, our past lives, our BC days, we are to remind ourselves that those shameful things brought us no benefit, for the outcome of those things is death. Yes, in going through with God, you need to be reminded and you need to look back in a sense and say, Lord, you've taken me out of the pit. You've removed me out of the mud. You've washed me clean. Through the repentance which you have granted me, you have made me a new creature. Therefore, you need to remind yourself and say, what benefit did I derive from the things of which I am now ashamed? Yes, you do need to be reminded. And in case you are being tempted, remind yourself, well, the things of which you are now ashamed brought you no benefit. In fact, they brought you death, misery, destruction, trouble. And so in living the new life of going through with God, it is important to say, Lord, you've taken me out of the miry clay, and therefore I don't ever want to return to it. And remind yourself, remember that in that old life of sin, perhaps even as a Christian you fell into bondage into something. Ask yourself, what benefit did I derive from it? Nothing but misery, a guilty conscience, and sadness, a loss of fellowship with God and with his children. And as you are reminded of the fact of those things of which the outcome is death, is the past life you will be able to go through with God.